let your soul get away from you. Grab today. Grab right now in your mind. I'm focusing on three areas of your person. Grab your focus in your mind. Grab the attention in your mind. Get a hold of your emotions in your heart. Number two, assess what you're feeling right now. Understand the emotions you have. And number three, watch what you say. One of the things I have shared with the woman that I am preparing to marry is that I've shared with her something I've learned about relationships. It is, be careful how you talk to someone who you're intimate with. Making love to someone makes us all very vulnerable and very easily offended by the words that come out of your mouth. You may not think it. You may think that you can be sexually involved with someone and their words don't affect you. I've come to tell you that's not true. What they say and how they say it determines the level of intimacy that you're going to experience with that person. Let's go back to the three areas that I want you to consider and be consciously aware of. Your mind. Get a hold of your focus. Get a hold of your attention. Your heart. Get a consciousness of your feelings and your emotions. And third, watch your mouth. Second part of this message, and I'm done in 45 seconds. When your conscience or your mind lets you know or your heart feels that you have done something wrong to someone you love, ask for forgiveness that love may flow. Or say, I am sorry. I am deeply sorry. Now, when you say you're sorry, let the actions follow that show that you're sorry. This is a mental wellness exercise for the daughters of Sarah, that means the women of God that are listening to this, and the sons of God, which are the men of God that are listening to this, for us to have wellness in our presence and in our circle and in our love life. I am the life coach.